Welcome. This is the Yeti Tepe Journal of Health Sciences, August 2025, Volume 13, Issue 2. You listen to abstract of the article name, Antibiotic Use Behaviors and Influencing Factors Among Adult Patients Attending Family Health Centers, a Theory of Planned Behavior Approach. Objective. This study aimed to assess antibiotic use behaviors among adults attending family health centers in a district of Istanbul, using the theory of planned behavior. The study also examined sociodemographic variables influencing attitudes, subjective norms, and intentions related to antibiotic use. Materials and methods. A cross-sectional survey was conducted among 151 literate adults aged 18 and above. A structured questionnaire measured demographic data and antibiotic-related knowledge, attitudes, subjective norms, and intentions. Data were analyzed using Mann-Whitney-U and Kruskal-Wallis tests due to non-normal distribution. Results. Of the participants, 64.2% were female and the mean age was 43.88. Most participants reported using antibiotics upon physician recommendation 92% and refrained from using antibiotics without a prescription 90.7%. However, 27.8% kept leftover antibiotics at home. Gender was not significantly associated with attitude or intention scores, but men had significantly higher subjective norm scores than women, indicating greater influence by others. Households with more members showed higher susceptibility to social influence. Participants who believed injectable antibiotics were more effective had significantly more favorable attitudes toward antibiotic use. Keeping antibiotics at home and requesting antibiotics from physicians were both significantly associated with stronger intentions to use antibiotics without medical advice. Conclusion. While general awareness of appropriate antibiotic use was high, misconceptions such as favoring injectables and keeping antibiotics in reserve persisted. Gender and household size influenced social norms, and behavioral intentions were shaped by access and past practices. Interventions should prioritize educational programs, early health literacy efforts, and physician-patient communication to reduce misuse. Keywords: antibiotic use, public health, theory of planned behavior, social norms, health literacy, medication misuse. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day.